Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Federal health officials have proposed new rules that would limit the use of so-called gender-affirming medical interventions for minors by potentially limiting access to Medicare and Medicaid funds. The proposal would prevent federal dollars from supporting puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and related treatments for children. This is based on health concerns for gender dysphoric minors and long-term risks associated with gender transition procedures. Medical evidence is emerging that shows minors are harmed by such procedures. Now, this is a safeguard by the federal government, and they're setting clear standards for publicly funded medicine. Protecting children from irreversible harm is a legitimate state interest, and public health policy should err on the side of caution and responsible medical practice.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.